Also ready, for in such an hour as you think not the Son of Man cometh. Matthew 24:44. But there are many, many in our churches who know little of the real meaning of the truth for this time. I appeal to them not to disregard the fulfilling of the signs of the times which say so plainly that the end is near. Oh, how many who have not sought their soul's salvation will soon make the bitter lamentation. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. We are living in the closing scenes of Earth's history. Prophecy is fast fulfilling. The hours of probation are fast passing. We have no time, not a moment to lose. Let us not be found sleeping on guard. Let no one say in his heart or by his work, "My Lord delayeth his coming." Let the message of Christ's soon return sound forth in earnest words of warning. Let us persuade men and women everywhere to repent and flee from the wrath to come. Let us arouse them to the immediate preparation, for we little know what is before us. Let ministers and lay members go forth into the ripening fields to tell the unconcerned and indifferent to seek the Lord while he may be found. The workers will find their harvest wherever they proclaim the forgotten truths of the Bible. They will find those who will accept the truth and will devote their lives to winning souls to Christ. The promise is that we'll have success in our evangelism when we begin to proclaim the forgotten truths of the Bible. And this Sister White says, after she describes the very scenario where you find the forgotten truths of the Bible, and the forgotten truths of the Bible is what she just described to us, is that God's people are in a Laodicean condition in need of reformation. This is our need, and we need to be aroused to wake up. And it is God's design that what will arouse us is the prophetic truth that the end of the world is here. And not simply the end of the world, but the prophetic truth that our probation is about up. We either prepare now or we're lost. Now, after she began this passage speaking of the Laodicean condition and the delusion that we're in, believing that everything's all right when everything's all wrong, she talks about when purification takes place in our ranks, there will no longer be seen the characteristics of Laodicea. And in a deeper study on simply Laodicea, we would find out that when purification takes place in our ranks at the Sunday law, Laodicea is spewed out of the mouth of the Lord, and that's why you'll no longer see them in our ranks. This is what's ahead. And in three places, Sister White,